Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridasa Thakura Ki Jai. Prem Shri Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Dvaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Go Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai. Mathura Dhamma Ki Jai. Navadvip Mayapur Dhamma Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dhamma Ki Jai. Gangamaya Jamuna Devi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Gaur Premanandana. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Sai Vidalation Mati Bhakti Nanta Swami Chinamani. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pratani Nivasesis Nirani Paskutrade Satana. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha. Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shra Panchakapa Chubhishcha Kipasan Vyavata Pijanam Pavanigam Vashnayam Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
It's May 25th, 2014 in Bratislava, Slovakia, and we're continuing. This is the second half of Vrihad Bhagavatamrita, part 2.
Čiže a teraz pokračujeme v druhej časti Brihad Bhagavatamrita, je to druhá časť tej druhej časti.
The second part of the second part. So you remember where we ended last time?
Takže spomínate si, kde sme skončili včera?
Gopakumar was in Satyaloka, Brahmaloka.
Takže Gopakumar bol na Satyaloke, Brahmaloke.
And he heard about the Brahmajyoti, the Mahakal.
A počul o Brahmajyoti, o Mahakala.
And he decided he wanted to go there.
A rozhodol sa, že tam chce ísť.
So he was chanting his Gopal mantra.
Spieval svoju Gopal mantru.
And they told him to go back to the earth planet, to Vrindavan.
A povedali mu, aby sa vrátil naspäť na zem, do Vrindavanu.
And there again he met his guru.
A tam znova sa stretol so svojím guruom.
Who gave him further instructions on the mantra.
A on mu dal ďalšie pokyny ohľadne tej mantry.
Very briefly and then left.
A veľmi stručne a potom odišiel.
So Gopakumar said, I kept chanting my mantra.
Že Gopakumar hovorí, ja stále spievam svoju mantru.
With a desire to go to the Mahakal.
A s túžbou ísť do Mahakalpy.
Then I started traveling upwards.
A potom som začal cestovať smerom nahor.
My body became transcendental.
A moje telo začalo byť transcendentálne.
Then I broke through the spear of the sun. I broke through the light of the sun.
A potom som prenikol cez slnečnú žiaru.
I overcame illusion.
A prekonal som ilúziu.
I crossed over all of the material universe like an eye blink.
A cez celý hmotný vesmír som prešiel ako mihnutím oka.
And I reached the coverings of the universe.
Až som sa dostal k pokryvom vesmíru.
These coverings were rich in material enjoyment.
Tieto vrstvy, ktoré pokrývali vesmír, boli veľmi bohaté na hmotné uspokojovanie, hmotný požitok.
And the more subtle the covering, the more enjoyment.
A čím bola tá vrstva subtilnejšia, tak tým poskytovala viacej požitku.
First I came to the covering of earth.
Najskôr som prišiel k vrstve zeme.
Where Bhumi Devi resides.
A kde sídli Bhumi Devi.
And she is worshipping Lord Varaha.
A ona uctieva pána Varahu.
There I saw the rotating opulences of the universe.
A tam som videl, ako sa všetky opulencie vesmíru rotujú.
In the hairs of Varaha.
Vo vlasoch Varahu.
I saw that Bhumi was superior even to Lord Brahma.
A ja som videl, že Bhumi je nadradená dokonca aj pánovi Brahmovi.
As the ruler of this first covering.
Ako vládkyňa tejto prvej vrstvy.
And she received me as an honored guest.
A ona prijala ako čestného hostia.
And offered for me to stay there.
A ponúkla mi, aby som tam zostal.
But I kept chanting my Gopal mantra.
Ale ja som stále pokračoval spievaním svojej Gopal mantry.
And I traveled to the next layer.
A tak som cestoval do ďalšej vrstvy.
Then I came to the layer of water.
A prišiel som k vrstve vody.
Where the Lord is Matsya.
Kde je pán ako Matsya.
Again I was treated as an honored guest.
A znovu som ňou zaobchádzali ako s čestným hosťom.
And offered all kinds of subtle enjoyment.
A bol mi všetok subtilný pôžitok mi bol ponúkaný.
But I kept chanting my Gopal mantra.
Ale ja som stále pokračoval spievanie svojej Gopal mantry.
And went to the next layer.
A išiel som do ďalšej vrstvy.
There I went from water to fire.
Z vody som išiel do ohňa.
Where the supreme deity is Surya Narayan.
Kde najvyššie božstvo je Surya Narayan.
Again I was treated with respect.
A znovu som ňou zaobchádzali s úctou.
And asked to stay.
A požiadali ma, aby som tam zostal.
But I kept chanting my Gopal mantra.
Ale ja som stále pokračoval spievanie svojej Gopal mantry.
And I went to the next layers.
A tak som išiel do ďalších vrstiev.
I went to the layer of air.
Išiel som do vrstvy vzduchu.
Which is ruled by Prajumna.
Ktorej vládne Pradumna.
I went to the layer of ether.
Išiel som do vrstvy éteru.
Or space.
Alebo priestoru.
Which is ruled by Aniruddha.
A ktorej vládne Aniruddha.
Then I went to the layer of ego.
A potom som išiel do vrstvy ega.
Which is ruled by Sankarsana.
Ktorej vládne Sankarsan.
Then I finally went to the Mahatattva.
A potom som išiel na koniec do Mahatattvy.
Which is ruled by Vasudeva.
Ktorej vládne Vasudev.
Each layer was superior to the one before it.
Každá vrstva bola nadradená tej tej predchádzajúcej.
And in each layer I was invited to stay.
A v každej vrstve ma požiadali, aby som tam zostal.
But I kept chanting my Gopal mantra.
Ale ja som stále spieval svoju Gopal mantru.
And I moved on.
A pokračoval som ďalej.
Then I came to the covering of Prakriti.
A potom som prišiel do vrstvy Prakriti.
This was a reservoir of tamagun.
Tamagun?
Mm-hmm.
A toto je rezervoár tamaguny.
A beautiful blue color.
Má prekrásnu modrú farbu.
That reminded me of my Lord.
A pripomínala mi mojho pána.
And here I found the goddess Prakriti.
A tu som našiel bohyňu Prakriti.
And her deity is Mohini Murti.
A jej božstvo je Mohini Murti.
Mohini Murti offered me so many yogic powers.
Mohini Murti mi ponúkla toľko jogových schopností.
Please stay in my realm.
Prosím, zostaň v mojej sfére.
And enjoy all the subtle benefits here.
A užívaj si všetky tieto subtilné užitky.
I saw there were so many living entities there.
A ja som videl, že je tam toľko živých bytostí.
Enjoying the original fine subtle enjoyments of material nature.
Ktoré si užívajú ten pôvodný subtilný pôžitok hmotnej prírody.
Prakriti gave me a tour of this realm.
Že Prakriti ma zobrala na obhliadku celej tejto sféry.
The entities there have bodies made of the pradhan.
No a bytosti, ktoré tam boli, mali telo vytvorené z pradhany.
And are enjoying the abstract forms of raw perception.
A užívali si abstraktnú podobu takého surového, takého proste hrubého vnímania.
But I kept chanting my Gopal mantra.
Ale ja som pokračoval spievaním svojej Gopal mantry.
And after my tour,
a po mojej obhliadke,
I broke through this final covering of the material universe.
Som prenikol cez toto poslednú vrstvu hmotného vesmíru.
And again, this is an actual photograph of Nrsimhadev in Mayapur.
A toto je fotografia Nrsimhadeva v Mayapure.
A devotee took the picture and later saw that it was like this.
Oddaný ho odfotil a neskôr videl, že to vyzerá takto.
So then I came to the Mahakal.
Potom som Mahakala?
Mahakala.
Potom som prišiel do Mahakali.
Beyond Prakriti, beyond nature.
Ktorá je za Prakriti, za prírodou.
A place of light.
To miesto plné svetla.
It was so bright, it was hard for me to see the deity there.
Bolo to také žiarivé, že ledva som len videl to božstvo, ktoré tam bolo.
The light obscured the personality of Godhead.
To svetlo znemožnilo pohľad na osobnosť božstva.
And I started to merge into his form.
A ja som sa začal ponárať do jeho podoby.
And I was thinking, is this the ultimate goal?
A hovoril som si, je toto konečný cieľ?
But then I remembered the instructions of my spiritual master.
Ale potom som si spomenul na pokyny svojho duchovného učiteľa.
And I focused on the Gopal mantra.
A som sa sústredil na Gopal mantru.
And then the light coming from the toenails of the Lord saved me from merging.
A svetlo, ktoré prichádzalo, žiara, ktorá vychádzala z lotosových nôh toho božstva, ma zachránilo.
And I started to think, when will I see Madan Gopal? When will I see Madan Gopal?
A začal som premýšľať, kedy uvidím Madan Gopala, kedy uvidím Madan Gopala.
As I saw the Mahakala, my desire to see the Lord increased and increased and increased.
Keď som videl tú Mahakalu, tak moja túžba vidieť Pána sa zvýšila, zvýšila, zvýšila.
But at the same time I was afraid I might merge into the light.
Ale zároveň som sa bál, že sa rozplyniem v tom svetle, že splyniem s tým svetlom.
I thought I should immediately go back to Vrindavan.
Som si pomyslel, mal by som sa ihneď vrátiť do Vrindavanu.
But then I heard some singing.
Ale potom som počul nejaký spev.
And music playing.
A hudbu ako hrala.
I wondered, who is that?
A som sa čudoval, kto by to mohol byť?
Then I saw somebody on a bull.
A potom som zbadal niekoho na bíkovi.
With three eyes.
S troma očami.
Naked.
Bol nahý.
With a half moon on his forehead.
A na čele mal polmesiac.
Carrying a trident.
A niesol tridandu.
Wearing the bones of departed Vaishnavas.
A na sebe mal kosti a Vaishnavov, ktorí opustili telo.
With the goddess Gauri sitting on his lap.
A bohyňa sedela v jeho lone.
I thought, who is this?
A som si povedal, kto to je?
This looks like a big materialist.
Vyzerá ako veľký materialista.
I offered obeisances.
A tak som mu dal poklony.
And I went to Nandishwara and I said, who is this?
A prišiel som k Nandishwarovi a spýtal som sa, kto to je?
He says, don't you know?
Dobrý, a ty nevieš?
This is Shiva.
To je Shiva.
He's the Lord of the universe.
Je to pán vesmíru.
I started to worship him.
Tak som ho začal uctievať.
But I wasn't feeling very satisfied.
Ale necítil som sa veľmi uspokojený.
Because I couldn't see the pastimes of my Madan Gopal.
Pretože som nebol schopný vidieť zábavy môjho Madan Gopala.
So Shiva understood my mind.
Shiva pochopil moju mysel.
And so he assumed the form of Madan Gopal.
A tak prijal podobu Madan Gopala.
And started showing me Madan Gopal's pastimes.
Začal mi ukazovať zábavy Madan Gopala.
But it just wasn't as charming.
Ale nebolo to také okuzľujúce.
So I still wasn't satisfied.
Stále som nebol spokojný.
And I was staying there with them while they were chanting.
No, ja som zostal s nimi, kým spievali.
And then Shiva rested.
A Shiva oddychoval.
And I stayed there while he rested.
A ja som tam zostal, kým oddychoval.
And when he woke up again, his associates were playing instruments and chanting.
A keď sa zobudil, tak jeho spoločníci zase hrali na hudobné nástroje a spievali.
Then I saw four beautiful persons.
A potom som zbadal štyri prenádherné osoby.
Armed with weapons.
A v rukách mali zbranie.
And effulgent.
A boli žiarivi.
Singing.
Spievali.
And along with the four kumaras.
A boli spolu so štyrmi kumármi.
I said, who are those people?
Som sa spýtal, kto sú títo ľudia?
So Gauri told Ganesh to speak to me privately.
A Gauri Ganesh mi povedal... Gauri Ganesh?
Gauri told Ganesh.
Gauri? Who is Gauri?
A Parvati.
OK. Gauri, čo je Šivová manželka, povedala súkromne Ganeshovi.
Because Lord Shiva's servants think that Lord Shiva is the supreme.
Sorry?
Because Lord Shiva's servants think that Lord Shiva is the supreme.
Pretože a služobníci pána Šivu si myslia, že pán Šiva je ten najvyšší.
So it wasn't right for them to hear that there was somebody superior.
Takže oni nemali počuť, že proste vysloví, že existuje niekto ešte na vyššej úrovni.
So Ganesh spoke to me very quietly on the side.
A tak bokom mi veľmi tiško Ganesh povedal.
And he glorifies Vaikuntha.
A začal ospevovať Vaikuntu.
The realm of Vishnu.
Čo bola sféra Vishnua.
He says, these are people from Vaikuntha.
Hovorí, toto sú ľudia z Vaikunty.
So they are traveling by their free will.
Oni cestujú vďaka svojej slobodnej vôli.
Outside of all the material universes.
mimo všetkých hmotných vesmírov.
They are going within the material universes.
Takže oni sú schopní ísť aj do hmotného vesmíru.
For any living entity who is dying,
pretože každá živá bytosť, ktorá zomiera,
and who is hearing or chanting the holy name of the Lord at the stage of Namabhash,
a ktorá načúva alebo spieva sväté meno pána na úrovni Namabhasa,
so I fainted.
A tak som odpadol.
Then Lord Shiva picked me up.
Potom ma zdvihol pán Shiva.
And said, if you get 100 times the mercy that I have, then you can go to Vaikuntha.
A povedal, ak dostaneš 100-krát toľko milosti, ktorú som dostal ja, tak potom môžeš ísť na Vaikuntha.
You do not belong in this Mahakal.
Ty nepatríš na túto Mahakalu.
Lord Shiva instructed me.
A pán Shiva mi dal pokyny.
He said, when Krishna went beyond the universe,
povedal, keď Krishna išiel za vesmír,
to rescue the sons of the Brahmana,
aby zachránil synov Brahmanu.
Actually, he was rescuing them from this impersonal liberation.
Tak v skutočnosti ich zachráňoval od tohto neosobného oslobodenia.
Then the Vaikuntha messengers glorified me.
A vtedy ma začali oslavovať tí vaikunskí poslovia.
And they said, your guru is a manifestation of the Lord.
A hovorí, tvoj guru je manifestácia pána.
They said, the way to go to Vaikuntha is by hearing the pastimes of the Lord.
Hovorí, spôsob, akým sa dostaneš na Vaikuntha, je, že budeš načúvať zábavám pána.
Especially the Bhagavatam.
Obzvlášť Bhagavatamu.
And by performing the other forms of bhakti.
A tým, že budeš vykonávať ďalšie podoby bhakti.
If you want to go to the Mahakal, if you want to go to Vaikuntha beyond the Mahakal, you have to engage in bhakti.
Ak chceš ísť na Vaikuntha a za Mahakalou, tak sa musíš zamestnať v bhakti.
Especially hearing and chanting.
Obzvlášť načúvanie a spievanie.
So I had a desire to go there.
Mal som túžbu tam ísť.
They said, if you want to go there,
povedali, ak tam chceš ísť,
you have to go back through the material coverings.
Tak sa musíš vrátiť cez všetky tie hmotné vrstvy.
And back to the earth planet.
A naspäť na planetu Zem.
Go back to Vrindavan.
Naspäť do Vrindavana.
And perform Nam Sankirtan.
A vykonávaj Nam Sankirtan.
They said, chanting is the most effective process because it engages all of your senses.
Hovorí, spievanie je ten najefektívnejší proces, pretože zamestnáva všetky tvoje zmysly.
So you may remember that on Tapaloka,
tak môžete si spomenúť, že na Tapaloke,
Pipalayana Muni told Gopakumara that meditation is the best process.
Pipalayana Muni povedal, že meditácia je ten najlepší proces.
But here the residents of Vaikuntha say that Sankirtan is the best process.
Ale tuto obyvatelia Vaikunthy hovoria, že Sankirtan je ten najlepší proces.
But they said that Sankirtan and meditation support each other.
Ale oni hovoria, že sankirtan a meditácia podporujú jedno druhé.
And by engaging in sankirtan, you can achieve prema.
A tým, že sa zapojíš do sankirtanu, môžeš získať prému.
Which is the door to Vaikuntha.
Čo sú dvere do Vaikunthy.
So chanting my Gopal mantra,
tak ja som spieval svoju Gopal mantra.
I went back through the material coverings.
Som sa vrátil cez tie hmotné vrstvy.
Back to the earth planet.
Naspäť na planetu Zem.
To Vrindavan.
Do Vrindavanu.
And engaged in sankirtan.
A zapojil som sa v sankirtane.
There I heard the Bhagavatam from a pure devotee in Mathura.
A tam som počúval Bhagavatamu od čistého oddaného v Mathure.
And I also met my guru again.
A znova som sa stretol so svojím guruom.
Who again embraced me.
Ktorý ma znova objal.
And gave me more instructions in chanting my mantra.
A dal mi viac pokynov ohľadne spievania mojej mantry.
Following those instructions,
som nasledoval tieto pokyny.
I engaged in sankirtan.
A som sa zapojil do sankirtanu.
Became full of ecstasy.
A bol som plný extáze.
And then I saw Krishna for just a moment.
Potom na moment som videl Krishnu.
And then he disappeared.
Potom zmizol.
At that moment an airplane arrived.
A v tej dobe prišlo lietadlo.
With the same people from Vaikuntha.
S tými ľuďmi z Vaikunthy.
They said, Gopakumar, come on our airplane.
A povedali, Gopakumar, poď na naše lietadlo.
As I came on the airplane.
Ako som vstúpil do lietadla.
They said, now accept a form like ours.
A povedali, teraz prijmi takú podobu, ako máme my.
With four hands.
So štyrmi rukami.
I said, no, I will keep my present form.
Ja som povedal, nie, a radšej si chcem nechať svoju podobu, ako mám teraz.
Which then transformed into complete spirit.
Ktorá sa potom pretransformovala na kompletně duchovnou energiou.
Then on the airplane I flew again past all the planets.
A na tom lietadle zase som letel okolo všetkých tých planet.
All the residents of the planets gave me honor as I was flying past.
A všetci obyvatelia tých planet mi vzdávali úctu, ako som letel okolo.
Again I went through all the coverings.
A znova som prešiel cez všetky tie vrstvy.
I flew through the Mahakal.
A preletel som cez Mahakalu.
And past Lord Shiva.
Okolo pána Šivu.
And I came to the gate of Vaikuntha.
A prišiel som k Vaikunskej bráne.
There they told me to wait.
Tam mi povedali, aby som čakal.
They said, please wait here.
Povedali, prosím, tu čakaj.
And we will get permission for you to enter.
A my získame pre teba povolenie, aby si mohol vstúpiť.
So as I was waiting,
ako som tam čakal,
I saw the Lord of Vaikuntha.
Videl som pána Vaikunty.
Oh, my dear Lord, I said.
O môj drahý pane, povedal.
And I offered obeisances.
A vzdal som mu poklony.
The person put his hand over his ears.
A tá osoba si zakryla rukami uši.
Stop, stop.
Prestaň, prestaň.
I am not Vishnu.
Ja nie som Vishnu.
I am just a servant.
Ja som len jeho služobník.
Then a second person came who was even more opulent.
A potom prišla ďalšia osoba, a tá bola ešte krajšia.
Oh my Lord, I said.
O môj pane.
And I offered obeisances.
A vzdal som mu poklony.
He said, stop, stop.
On hovorí, prestaň, prestaň.
I am just a servant.
Ja som len služobník.
And many more came like that.
A prišlo mnoho ďalších, ktorí tak.
Some came with families.
Niektorí prišli s rodinami.
Some came alone.
Niektorí sami.
Some had different forms.
Niektorí mali rôzne podoby.
Some's forms were changing.
Some
of them were changing their forms.
A niektorí aj menili svoje podoby.
Some of them looked like birds.
A niektorí vyzerali ako vtáci.
Some like trees.
Niektorí ako stromy.
Some like animals.
A niektorí ako zvieratá.
Some like demigods.
Niektorí ako polobohovia.
Some like sages.
Niektorí ako mudrci.
Some like demons.
A niektorí ako démoni.
Sometimes the place was covered with jewels.
A niekedy to miesto bolo pokryté drahokamami.
Sometimes it was only white.
A niekedy to bolo čisto biele.
Some people entered with their associates and opulences.
A niektorí vošli so svojimi spoločníkmi a všetkými tými opulenciami.
Some of them merged their associates and opulences into themselves.
A niektorí do seba vtiahli všetkých tých spoločníkov a tie opulencie.
And this place was millions of times better than the Mahakal.
A toto miesto bolo miliónkrát lepšie ako Mahakalpa.
Just as I got more happiness in the capital than at the Ganga.
Ako som získal viac šťastia v tom hlavnom meste ako pri Gange.
As I got more happiness in Jagannath Puri than at the capital.
Ako som získal viac šťastia v Jagannath Puri ako v tom hlavnom meste.
More happiness in Swarga than in Puri.
A získal som viac šťastia na Swarge než v Puri.
More happiness in Maharloka than in Swarga.
Ešte viacej šťastia na Maharloke než na Svarge.
More happiness in Tapaloka than in Maharloka.
Ešte viacej šťastia na Tapaloke ako na Maharloke.
More happiness in Brahmaloka and Satyaloka than in Tapaloka.
A viac šťastia na Brahmaloke, čiže Satyaloke, než na Tapaloke alebo Maharloke.
Each of the coverings had more happiness than Satyaloka.
A každá z tých vrstiev vesmíru mala viac šťastia ako Satyaloka.
And more happiness than the one before it.
A každá mala viac šťastia ako tá predchádzajúca.
And the Mahakal had more happiness than any of the coverings.
A v Mahakale bolo viac šťastia ako vo všetkých tých pokryvoch.
And Vaikuntha had more happiness than the Mahakal.
A Vaikuntha mala viac šťastia ako Mahakala.
Without any comparison.
A to sa ani vôbec nedalo porovnať, že to šťastie tak bolo o toľko väčšie.
Then the four people who had brought me to Vaikuntha, they came to the gate to get me.
No a potom tí štyria ľudia, ktorí ma prišli vziať na Vaikuntha, oni prišli k bráne a prišli po mňa.
And they brought me through many different doors and many different gatekeepers.
A previedli ma cez mnohé dvere a mnohých strážnikov.
As I came to each gate,
ako som prišiel ku každej bráne.
I saw, oh, here is my Lord.
Som videl, tu je môj pán.
And I offered obeisances.
A vzdal som mu poklony.
And each time they said, no, no, I am just a servant.
A za každým povedali, nie, nie, ja som len služobník.
Then they taught me the way I could recognize the Lord.
A potom mi povedali, ako môžem spoznať pána.
With the Srivats mark.
Že má na sebe Srivats znak.
And the Kastubha jewel.
Že má aj drahokam Kastubha.
And then they gave me very detailed instructions.
A potom mi dali veľmi podrobné pokyny.
And when you finally see Lord Vishnu.
Keď nakoniec uvidíš pána Vishvá,
this is what you should do.
Tak by si mal spraviť toto.
Then they brought me inside the last gate.
A potom ma priviedli do cestu poslednú bránu.
Oh, there I finally saw the Lord.
A tam som nakoniec vedel pána.
With four arms.
So všetkými až so štyrmi ramenami.
His kastuba jewel.
S jeho drahokamom kastuba.
With Rama on his left. The goddess Rama on his left.
S bohyňou Rama po jeho ľavej strane.
And the goddess Dharani or Bhumi on his right.
A po pravej strane boli bohyne Dharani a Bhumi.
The Sudarshan was there in person.
Bol tam zosobnený Sudarshan.
Again I saw Narada.
A znova som spadal Naradu.
Garuda.
Garudu.
Sesha.
Sheshu.
Narada was entertaining the Lord.
A Narada zabával pána.
And the Lord was offering his feet to the devotees.
A pán ponúkal svoje nohy oddaným.
Oh, I forgot all the instructions I was given.
A ja som zabudol na všetky tie pokyny, ktoré mi dali.
And I just said, Gopal, my life and soul.
A ja som vykrikol, Gopal, môj život a duša.
And I ran to embrace him.
A ja som bežal, aby som ho objal.
And the devotees held me back.
Ale oddaní ma zadržali.
So I cried and lost consciousness.
A tak som začal plakať a odpadol som.
And then Lord Vishnu said, come here quickly.
A pán Vishnu povedal, poď, poď rýchlo.
And I danced and danced.
A ja som tancoval, tancoval.
The Lord said, I am so happy to see you.
Pán hovorí, som tak šťastný, že ťa vidím.
I've been waiting for so long for you to come.
Už som tak dlho na teba čakal, než prídeš.
You passed so many lifetimes without paying any attention to me.
A strávil si toľko životov bez toho, že by si sa mi vôbec nejako venoval.
And every life I was dancing like a fool.
A každý život ja som tancoval ako taký hlupák.
In this life will he come?
A príde už konečne v tomto živote?
In this life will he remember me?
Už v tomto živote si na mňa spomenie?
And many lifetimes went and you never thought about me at all.
A prešlo toľko životov a ty si na mňa vôbec nespomenul.
And I thought, how can I bring him back to me without breaking the laws of karma?
A hovoril som si, ako ho môžem k sebe priviesť bez toho, že by som porušil zákony karmy.
So I arranged for you to take birth at Govardhan.
Tak som zaranžoval, aby si sa narodil pri Govardhane.
And I manifested as your guru Jayanta.
A manifestoval som sa ako tvoj guru Jayanta.
Now that you've come here.
A teraz, že si prišiel.
Please stay here forever.
Prosím, už tu navždy zostaň.
I was stunned.
Ja som bol úplne ohromený.
Then I saw flute players dressed as cowherd boys come in to entertain the Lord.
A potom som zbadal flautistov, ktorí prišli oblečení ako pastierici, ako prišli zabaviť pána.
So I also played my flute.
Tak som tiež bol na svoju flautu.
Then Lakshmi told all the devotees to leave.
A vtedy Lakshmi povedala všetkým oddaným, aby odišli.
She said, it's time for the Lord's lunch.
Povedala, je čas na pánov obed.
But I didn't want to leave.
Ale ja som nechcel odísť.
Finally, I agreed to go.
Potom som súhlasil, že teda odídem.
The devotees there kept offering me the opulences of Vaikuntha.
A oddaní mi ponúkali všetky majestáty Vaikunthy.
But I refused and stayed in my own form.
Ale ja som odmietol a chcel som zostať v svojej vlastnej podobe.
I got some very intimate service.
A získal som dosť dôvernú službu.
I was able to fan the Lord.
Mohol som pána ovievať.
And play a flute.
Hrať na flaute.
As I did that, I started glorifying the Lord's activities in Gokula.
A keď som to začal robiť, začal som ospevovať pánove činnosti v Gokule.
How wonderful were his activities as a cowherd boy.
Aké úžasné boli jeho činnosti, keď bol pastierik.
Some of the residents stopped me.
A niektorí z tých obyvateľov mi v tom zabránili.
They said, don't glorify the Lord of Vaikuntha like this.
Hovorí, takýmto spôsobom a neoslavuj pána Vaikunthy.
By calling him a cowherding boy.
Tým, že povieš, že je to pastierik.
He's a supreme king.
On je najväčší král.
Yes, he has an incarnation as a coward.
Áno, má svoju inkarnáciu ako pastier.
So he can kill some demons.
Aby mohol zabiť nejakých demonov.
But it's just one of his incarnations.
Ale to je len jedna z jeho inkarnácií.
It's not very appropriate.
Nie je to veľmi vhodné.
Then some of the other residents said, no, no, that's okay.
Ale iní obyvateľi povedali, nie, nie, to je v poriadku.
So they had a debate.
To začali debatovať.
There's even debates in Vaikuntha.
Dokonca aj na Vaikunthe sa debatuje.
They said, yes, Krishna is just one of the incarnations of Narayana.
Povedali, áno, áno, Krishna je len jedna z inkarnácií Narayana.
But you can glorify the Lord by any of his incarnations.
Ale ty môžeš Pána oslavovať akoukoľvek jeho inkarnáciou.
It's proper to glorify the Lord by glorifying any of his forms.
Je vhodné oslavovať Pána akoukoľvek z jeho podôb.
So then I kept on calling him Gopal.
Tak som ho stále volal Gopal.
But I thought, I wish I could see the pastimes of Gopal.
Ale som si hovoril, keď by som ale mohol vidieť Gopalove zábavy.
So here we find a very interesting theme.
A tu nájdeme veľmi zaujímavú tému.
The residents of each world think that their world is the best.
Obyvatelia každého toho sveta si myslia, že ten ich svet je ten najlepší.
The residents in the Mahakala, they think that Lord Shiva is supreme.
Obyvatelia Mahakali si mysleli, že Pán Shiva je ten najvyšší.
The residents of Vaikuntha, they see that Vishnu is superior to Krishna.
A obyvatelia Vaikunty si myslia, že Vishnu je nadriadený Krishnovi.
And we see there's also differences of opinion among the residents of Vaikuntha.
A vidíme, že dokonca aj medzi obyvateľmi Vaikunty existujú rôzne názory na.
Some of them think it's okay to call the Lord Gopal, some of them think it's not okay.
Niektorí si myslia, že je v poriadku, keď Pána nazývajú Gopal, a niektorí si myslia, že nie.
Our view of reality is very personal.
Náš pohľad na realitu je veľmi osobný.
And very individual.
Veľmi individuálny.
Persons attain the destination for which they desire.
Osoby získajú tú destináciu, po ktorej túžia.
And each devotee thinks that his destination is the best.
A každý oddaný si myslí, že jeho destinácia je tá najlepšia.
Jai Shri Shri Ganesha. So as Gopal Kumar was saying, I really wanted to see the pastimes of Madan Gopal. And as I was feeling like this, all of a sudden Lord Vishnu looked like Gopal sitting on a throne. Lakshmi appeared as Radharani.
A Lakshmi vyzerala ako Radharani.
And Bhumi appeared as Chandravali.
A Bhumi vyzerala ako Chandravali.
And I knew the Lord had appeared like this just to please me.
A ja som vedel, že Pán sa takto zjavil, aby ma potešil.
But still there was so much awe and reverence in Vaikuntha.
Ale stále tam bolo toľko úcty a bázne na tej Vaikunte.
And I didn't like it so much.
Mne sa to až tak veľmi nepáčilo.
I wanted to give the Lord a hug.
Ja som chcel Pána objať.
And play with him.
A zahrať si s ním.
And also sometimes Lord Vishnu went away.
A niekedy Pán Vishnu odišiel.
And then I felt so much separation.
A vtedy som cítil toľko odlučenia.
One day Narada Muni came to see me.
A raz za mňou prišiel Narada Muni.
He said, why are you sad?
Prečo si smutný?
No one in Vaikuntha is sad.
Nikto nie je smutný na Vaikunte.
He touched me on the head with his vina.
Zo svojho vínou sa dotkol mojej hlavy.
And said, please reveal your mind.
Prosím, a objav mi svoju mysel.
I said, I'm missing the pastimes of Madan Gopal.
Chýbajú mi zábavy Madan Gopala.
Narada said, yes, you're right, Raja is the highest.
A Narada hovorí, áno, máš pravdu, a Raja je tá najvyššia.
He said, but that mood is not compatible with Vaikuntha.
Ale tá nálada nie je kompatibilná s Vaikuntha.
Even though it's the same Lord.
Hoci je to ten istý Pán.
And then Gopal Kumar said, why do the residents of Vaikuntha have all these different forms?
A potom Gopal Kumar sa pýta, prečo títo obyvateľia Vaikunty majú všetky tieto rôzne podoby?
Narada said, that is for various pastimes.
Narada hovorí, to je kvôli rôznym zábavám.
Whatever form they worshipped the Lord before they were liberated,
akúkoľvek podobu Pána uctievali, kým boli oslobodení,
that is the form that they get.
To je podoba, ktorú získajú.
Then Narada explained all of the different incarnations of the Lord.
A potom Narada vysvetlil všetky rôzne inkarnácie Pána.
All the manifestations of Lakshmi.
Všetky manifestácie Lakshmi.
All the levels of devotees.
Všetky úrovne oddaných.
And he explained how the Lord comes in the form of the deity.
A povedal, ako Pán prichádza v podobe božstva.
Which is not like some kind of idol worship.
Čo nie je uctievanie modiel.
And that the deity should be worshipped in the correct form.
A že to božstvo máme uctievať v správnej podobe.
Then Narada said, you don't belong here in Vaikuntha.
Narada hovorí, ty nepatríš sem na Vaikuntu.
He says, you should go to another realm here in the spiritual world.
Mal by si ísť do ďalšej sféry duchovného sveta.
I will tell you a secret.
Poviem ti tajomstvo.
Not far from here.
Nie ďaleko odtiaľto.
Is a place called Ayodhya.
Je miesto, ktoré sa volá Ayodhya.
And beyond that is Dvaraka.
A za ňou je Dvaraka.
You should go there.
Mal by si ísť tam.
I will tell you how to worship the Lord as Ramachandra.
A ja ti poviem, ako uctievať pána ako Ramachandra.
If in Ayodhya you worship him properly,
ak ho budeš v Ayodhye správne uctievať,
then Ram will send you to Dvaraka.
Tak Ram ťa pošle do Dvaraky.
He said, the Lord has personally told me to send you to this place.
Pán mi osobne povedal, aby som ťa poslal na toto miesto.
So you don't need to ask his permission.
Takže ty nepotrebuješ sa pýtať o jeho povolenie.
Then I found myself in Ayodhya.
A vtedy som sa ocitol v Ayodhye.
There were so many monkeys chanting Ram, Ram.
Bolo tam toľko opíc a spievali Ram, Ram.
One of them grabbed my flute out of my hand.
Jedna mi vytrhla z ruk flautu.
And Hanuman himself escorted me to meet Ram.
A samotný Hanuman ma viedol, aby som sa stretol s Ramom.
First I saw Bharat.
Najskôr som zbadal Bharatu.
And I said, Jai Ram!
Hovorím, Jai Ram!
And offered my obeisances.
A dal som mu poklony.
He said, no, 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 I'm not Ram.
Hovorím, nie, 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 nie som Ram.
I am a servant.
Ja som služobník.
Then as Hanuman brought me to see Ram and Sita and Lakshman.
A potom ma Hanuman priviedol, aby som zbadal Situ a Lakshmana a Ramachandru.
I fell down and offered obeisances.
A spadal som na zem a vzdal som poklony.
And Ram personally picked me up.
A Rama osobne zdvihol.
Hanuman was there fanning and serving the Lord.
A Hanuman ovieval pána a slúžil mu.
I bowed to Ram.
Som sa poklonil Rámovi.
Who said, oh, you are my dear friend.
Ktorý povedal, oh, ty si môj drahý pán.
Get up and give up all this awe and reverence.
A vstaň a vzdaj sa všetky tieto úcty a bás.
Then Hanuman brought me directly to the Lord's lotus feet.
A vtedy ma Hanuman priviedol priamo k lotosovým nohám pána.
I was watching all of Ram's pastimes.
A ja som pozoroval všetky Rámove zábavy.
And they were so wonderful.
Boli tak úžasné.
But I missed the pastimes of Madan Gopal.
Ale chýbali mi zábavy Madan Gopala.
When I'd see Ram, I would think about Madan Gopal.
A keď som videla Rámu, tak som premýšľala nad Madan Gopalom.
And I would think about Vrindavan.
A premýšľala som nad Vrindavanom.
Then Hanuman would pacify me.
A vtedy ma Hanuman uklidnil.
And Ram noticed that I was always thinking about Vrindavan.
A Ram si všimol, že neustále myslím na Vrindavan.
So he asked Jambavan, why don't you bring him to Dvaraka?
A tak povedal Jambavanovi, prečo ho neprivedieš do Dvaraky?
So Jambavan is a devotee who's in Ramlila and also in Dvaraka.
Takže Jambavan je osoba, ktorá je prítomná v Ramlile aj v Dvaraka Lila.
In Ramlila he's in charge of the bears that fight for Lord Ram.
A v Ramlile je má na starosti medveďov, ktorí bojujú za pána Ramachandru.
And in Dvaraka Lila his daughter is married to Krishna.
A v Dvaraka Lila je jeho dcera manželkou Krishnu.
So Jambavan brought me to Dvaraka.
A tak ma Jambavan priviedol do Dvaraky.
There I saw the Yadavas.
A tam som zbadal Yadavcov.
Who were the most beautiful persons I had seen anywhere.
Ktorí boli tie najkrajšie osoby, ktoré som kedy kde videl.
They embraced me.
Oni ma objali.
And brought me to the gate of the city.
A priviedli ma k mestskej bráne.
There I saw the Sudharma Hall.
A tam som zbadal halu Sudharma.
And Krishna there had only two arms.
A tam mal Krishna iba dve ruky.
And was only 16 years old.
A mal iba 16 rokov.
There with him were Vasudev, Balaram, Akrura.
Tam s ním bol Vasudev, Balaram, Akrura.
Gada, Satyaki and Ugrasena.
Gada, Satyaki, Ugrasena.
And just like in Vaikuntha, Narada was entertaining him.
A ako a na Vaikunte a Narada ho zabával.
But here he was entertaining him with jokes.
Ale tu ho zabával s vtipmi.
Garuda was praying.
Garuda sa modlil.
And Uddhava was massaging his lotus feet.
A Uddhava masíroval jeho lotosové nohy.
The Lord of Dvaraka saw my flute.
Pán Dvarak videl moju flautu.
And he said, Uddhava, bring him close.
Uddhava, prinies ho bližšie.
The Lord put his feet upon my head.
A pán položil svoju nohu na moju hlavu.
And the Lord touched me.
A pán sa ma dotkol.
Then he took the flute out of my hands.
Vtedy mi z ruky vzal flautu.
As he was holding my flute,
a ako držal moju flautu,
the Lord started thinking about Vrindavan.
Pán začal premýšľať nad Vrindavanom.
He says, how is your health?
Desa, a aké je tvoje zdravie?
But he was in so much ecstasy thinking about Vrindavan.
Ale bol v toľkej extáze, a keď premýšľal nad Vrindavanom.
That he could not say anything more.
Že nedokázal povedať už nič iné.
Then his ministers calmed him down.
A vtedy ho jeho ministri upokojili.
Then he held my hand.
Tedy Ama chytil za ruku.
And along with Balaram and Uddhava,
spolu s Balaramom a Uddhavom,
Devaki, Rohini,
Devaki, Rohini,
and his wives,
s jeho manželkami,
entered his inner chambers.
Vstúpil do svojich vnútorných komnat.
Then I had a vision.
A vtedy som mal víziu.
Where the Lord appeared as Madan Gopal.
Kde sa mi pán zjavil ako Madan Gopal.
Where Devaki appeared as Yasoda.
A Devaki vyzerala ako Yashoda.
Of course, Rohini stayed as she was.
Samozrejme, Rohini zostala taká, aká bola.
Because Rohini is in both Dvoraka Lila and in Vrindavan Lila.
Pretože Rohini, tá je taká istá v Dvoraka Lila aj vo Vrindavan Lila.
Then Krishna lifted me up.
A vtedy ma Krishna zdvihol.
And cleaned my body.
A očistil moje telo.
And even though it was time for lunch,
a hoci bol čas na obed,
because by seeing me, the Lord remembered Vrindavan.
A pretože tým, že ma zbadal, si pán spomenul na Vrindavan.
He didn't want to eat.
Nechcel jesť.
But his mothers made him eat.
Ale jeho matky ho prinútili, aby jedol.
He fed me.
A on začal krmiť mňa.
And then he ate himself.
A potom jedol sám.
Krishna and Balaram sat down with all the yadus.
Krishna a Balaram si sadli so všetkými jadovcami.
But to me they looked like Krishna, Balaram and the cowherd boys.
Ale pre mňa stále vyzerali ako Krishna, Balaram a pastierikovia.
After the meal, Uddhava took me to his house.
A po obede ma Uddhava zobral do svojho domu.
And I stayed there as his guest.
A tam som zostal ako jeho host.
Uddhava regularly brought me a lot of mahaprasad.
A Uddhava mi pravidelne nosil veľa mahaprasadam.
And I was so happy there.
A ja som tam bol taký šťastný.
And the residents of Dvoraka said to me,
a obyvatelia Dvoraky mi povedali,
it's not appropriate for you to continue just dressing like some forest person.
To nie je vhodné, aby si sa stále obliekal ako nejaký lesný muž.
But I stayed in my cowherd boy dress.
Ale ja som zostal v svojich pastierských šatách.
Sometimes Krishna had four arms.
A niekedy mal Krishna štyri ruky.
And sometimes Krishna left Dvoraka.
A niekedy Krishna odišiel z Dvaraky.
And went to visit the Pandavas.
A išiel navštíviť Pandavov.
With Draupadi and Kunti.
A s Draupadi a Kunti.
And then I felt so much separation.
A vtedy som cítil toľko odlučenia.
One day Narada came to visit me at Uddhava's house.
A jedného dňa Narada prišiel navštíviť do Uddhavovho domu.
And I said, Narada, I see you everywhere.
A vtedy a som povedal, Narada, ja ťa vidím všade.
I saw you in heaven in the material world.
Ja ťa vidím v nebi, v hmotnom svete.
In Vaikuntha.
Na Vaikuntha.
And here in Dvoraka.
A tu v Dvarake.
And Narada says, yes, Krishna's servants can expand.
A Narada hovorí, áno, Krishnovi služobníci sa môžu expandovať.
We can be in many places at once.
Môžeme byť naraz na viacerých miestach.
And he said, I'm amazed that you always look the same.
Hovorí, ale ja som udivený z toho, že ty vyzeráš stále.
Wherever you go.
Kamkoľvek ideš.
And Gopakumar said, oh, you know all about this.
A Gopakumar hovorí, ale veď ty vieš, ako to celé je.
Then Narada said to Uddhava,
potom Narada povedal Uddhavovi,
this cowherd boy wants something that you and I cannot get.
Hovorí, tento pastier chce niečo, čo ani ty, ani ja nemôžeme získať.
No matter where he goes, he's not completely satisfied.
Bez ohľadu na to, kam ide, nie je plne spokojný.
My dear Uddhava, why don't you tell him what he needs to know?
Môj drahý Uddhava, prečo mu nepovieš to, čo potrebuje vedieť?
Vrindavan is far from here and the happiness is inaccessible to us.
Vrindavan je odtiaľto ďaleko a to šťastie je nám neprístupné.
We can only pray to achieve it.
My sa môžeme len modliť, aby sme ho získali.
So here Uddhava falls, here's Uddhava, he falls at the feet of Narada.
A tu Uddhava padne k nohám Naradu.
And he says, why should I talk? I'm only a kshatriya.
A on hovorí, prečo ja by som mal rozprávať, ja som len kshatriya.
He says, you are a brahmana.
Ty si brahmana.
And Narada Muni says, we're in the spiritual world, why are you talking about kshatriyas and brahmanas?
A Narada hovorí, my sme v duchovnom svete, prečo ako hovoríš o kshatriyoch a brahmanoch?
And Uddhava says, oh, the Lord likes to play like that even here.
A Uddhava hovorí, a pán sa takto rád hrá dokonca aj tu.
Said, you please tell Gopakumar about Vrindavan.
Prosím, povedz Gopakumarovi o Vrindavane.
Because he is a much greater soul than we are.
Pretože on je oveľa väčšia duša ako my.
So Narada embraces Uddhava.
A tak Narada objíme Uddhavu.
And he says, let me describe the pastimes of Vrindavan.
Hovorí, nož tak ako popíšem vrindavanské zábavy.
So Goloka is the land of cows.
Goloka je krajina kráv.
It is far away, even beyond Vaikuntha.
Je ďaleko, dokonca ešte ďalej za Vaikuntha.
There is Mathura along with all the forests of Vrindavan.
Tam je Mathura spolu so všetkými vrindavanskými lesmi.
There are so many cows there.
Je tam toľko kráv.
And someone who has awe and reverence cannot go there.
A ten, kto má úctu a bázeň, tam nemôže ísť.
This love for the Lord is only possible when you think of the Lord as your intimate associates.
A táto láska k pánu je možná iba vtedy, ak na neho myslíš ako na svojho dôverného spoločníka.
Really, this Dwarka and Ayodhya are more like Vaikuntha.
A v skutočnosti táto Dvaraka a Ayodhya, oni sú skôr ako Vaikuntha.
Goloka is greater and much further away.
Goloka je úžasnejšia, je oveľa ďalej.
And this Goloka even comes to the material world as Gokula.
A táto Goloka prichádza dokonca aj z hmotného sveta ako Gokula.
Then Krishna descends to the world.
Vtedy Krishna zostupuje do tohto sveta.
When he does, the Lord of Vaikuntha comes with him.
Keď to robí, tak s ním prichádza aj pán Vaikunty.
That's why sometimes you saw the Lord of Vaikuntha disappear.
Preto si niekedy videl, že pán Vaikunty sa proste zmizne.
Oh, how wonderful is Goloka and Gokula.
Oh, aká úžasná je Goloka a Gokula.
The trees are all desire trees.
Stromy sú všetko stromy priania.
There, Krishna liberated Putana.
A tam Krishna oslobodil Putanu.
And was bound by Yashoda.
A bol zviazaný Yashodou.
And there, people cursed Brahma for making their eyes blink.
A tam ľudia Brahmu preklinajú za to, že spôsobil, že ich oči mrkajú.
Narada described to me so many pastimes.
Narada mi popísal toľko zábav.
The cart demon.
Démon voza, ten voz.
Yashoda seeing the universe in Krishna's mouth.
Ako Yashoda vidí a vesmíry v Krishnových ústach.
Trinavarta.
Trinavartu.
Eating dirt.
Ako Krishna jedol zem.
Damodar Lila.
Damodar Lilu.
Vatsasura.
Vatsasura.
Krishna's flute.
Krishnovo flauto.
Krishna eating lunch.
Ako Krishna obeduje.
Brahma stealing the cows.
Ako Brahma kradne kravy.
Kalia.
Kalia.
Krishna swallowing the forest fire.
Ako Krishna holtá lesný oheň.
Begging food from the brahmanas.
Ako žobre od brahmanov.
Lifting Govardhan hill.
Ako zdvíha Govardhan.
The Rasa Lila.
Rasa Lilu.
And so many more.
A toľko ďalších.
How Krishna disappeared from the Rasleela.
Ako Krishna zmizol z Rasleely.
How Krishna is indebted to the gopis.
Ako je Krishna zaviazaný gopiam.
And Narada told me Krishna is enchanted with these forest dwellers.
A Narada mi hovorí, Krishna je okozlený s týmito obyvateľmi lesa.
Oh, I feel jealous of them.
Cítim sa, som na nich žiarlivý.
They must control Krishna with herbs and mantras.
Oni určite Krishnu kontrolujú s nejakými bylinkami a mantrami.
Krishna gets so bewildered by these devotees.
Krishna je tak očarený týmito oddanými.
That I have to come and remind him of his duties.
Že musím za ním prísť a pripomínať mu jeho povinnosti.
Then Akura comes to bring Krishna to Mathura.
A potom prichádza Akura, aby Krishnu priviedol do Mathury.
But Krishna always comes back for his eternal pastime.
Ale Krishna sa stále vracie pre svoje večné zábavy.
And Narada Muni praised my eagerness.
A Narada Muni, on začal oslavovať moju dychtivosť.
He said, your eagerness is very rare.
Pre tvoja dychtivosť je veľmi zriedkavá.
Then he said, I cannot speak any further.
Hovorí, ďalej už ale nemôžem hovoriť.
The only person who can tell you more is Uddhava.
Osoba, ktorá ti môže povedať viac, je iba Uddhava.
Then Uddhava touches Narada's feet again.
A potom znova Uddhava chytí Naradove nohy.
And he starts telling me all about the gopis.
A začne rozprávať všetko o tých gopiach.
He says, I simply want to become a creeper on a tree.
Hovorí, ja sa jednoducho len chcem stať popínavou rastlinou na strome.
So I can see the gopis in their rasalila.
Aby som mohla vidieť gopie v ich rasalila.
Narada says, Uddhava is the best devotee.
Narada hovorí, Uddhava je ten najlepší oddaný.
Even Rukmini cannot achieve the fortune of the gopis.
Dokonca ani Rukmini nemôže získať šťastie tých gopí.
How can I describe them?
Ako ich môžem popísať?
But my wicked tongue will try to do it anyway.
Ale môj skazený jazyk sa o to aj tak pokusí.
He said, even Bhishma, the great brahmachari, glorified the gopis.
Dokonca aj Bhishma, ten veľký brahmachari, oslavuje gopie.
He said, these are all very private things.
To sú všetko veľmi súkromné veci.
And therefore I did not tell you before.
A preto som ti o tom nemohol povedať predtým.
If you want to go there,
ak tam chceš ísť,
go back to Jagannath Puri.
Tak sa vráť do Jagannath Puri.
And from there you can attain Vrindavan.
A odtiaľ môžeš získať Vrindavan.
He said, if you want to attain prema,
ak chceš získať prému,
you have to have a very strong desire
budeš musieť mať veľmi silnú túžbu
to overcome all obstacles,
prekonať všetky prekážky,
meditate and sing about the pastimes in Vrindavan,
meditovať a spievať o vrindavanských zábavách,
keep your love concealed from others,
a svoju lásku skryť pred ostatnými,
live in a holy place,
žiť na svätom mieste,
have complete and utter humility,
aj úplnú a tú najvyššiu pokoru.
Think that you are incapable and lowly.
A predstav si, že si toho úplne neschopný.
He said, without humility, prema is impossible.
Bez pokory prema nie je možná.
Prema and love and humility go together.
Prema, láska a pokora idú ruka v ruke.
This is a very great secret.
Toto je veľké tajomstvo.
As soon as we think we deserve something,
nejako si myslíme, že si niečo zaslúžime,
we cannot have love.
Tak nemôžeme mať lásku.
You see this all the time in our material relationships.
Toto vidíme vždy v našich hmotných vzťahoch.
So the husband is thinking, I deserve for my wife to cook for me.
Manžel si myslí, ja mám právo na to, aby moja manželka mi varila.
So then when she cooks for him,
a preto, vtedy ona pre ňa varí,
he doesn't feel any love.
On necíti žiadnu lásku.
Because he thinks, well, of course she's supposed to cook for me.
Pretože on si myslí, áno, samozrejme, ona mi má variť.
She's my wife, I deserve it.
Je moja manželka, ja to zaslúžim.
And if the woman is thinking, so this is my husband.
A žena si myslí, toto je môj muž.
I deserve that he's going to make the money.
A ja si zaslúžim, aby zarobil peniaze.
So when he does make money,
keď zarobí peniaze,
the wife doesn't feel any love.
Tak tá manželka necíti žiadnu lásku.
She thinks, of course she's making the money.
Ona si myslí, samozrejme, že zarába.
I deserve it.
Ja si to zaslúžim.
The more we think we deserve something,
čím viac si myslíme, že si niečo zaslúžime,
the less appreciation we have for it.
A tým menej ocenenia máme.
So real love,
že skutočná láska,
comes with the feeling that I deserve nothing.
Prichádza s tým pocitom, že ja si nič nezaslúžim.
So Narada said, you must get this humility.
Narada hovorí, musíš získať túto pokoru.
To get this humility, go to Jagannath Puri.
Aby si získal túto pokoru, choď do Jagannath Puri.
And get the mercy of Srimati Radharani.
A získaj milosť Srimati Radharani.
Feel the separation from Krishna in Jagannath Puri.
Pociťuj odlúčenie od Krishna v Jagannath Puri.
But Uddhava didn't like this advice.
Ale Uddhavovi sa táto rada nepáčila.
Because he's a resident of Dwarka.
Pretože on je obyvateľ Dvaraky.
He says, why are you saying that Puri is better than Dwarka?
A hovorí, prečo hovorí, že Puri je lepšie ako Dvaraka?
He said, he's already in Dwarka.
Hovorí, už je v Dvarake.
And Puri is no different.
A nie je rozdiel medzi Puri.
He said, in any way, there's a disadvantage in there.
Hovorí, a tak či tak, je tam nevýhoda.
It's too enjoyable there.
Dá sa to tam príliš si užívať.
You're not going to feel separation.
Nebudeš tam cítiť odlúčenie.
And you won't get humility there.
Ani tam nezískaš pokoru.
He said Jagannath even leaves Dwarka to go to Vrindavan. I mean leaves Puri, I'm sorry. That Krishna leaves Puri to go to Vrindavan.
A Krishna on opúšťa Puri, aby išiel do Vrindavanu.
You have to go back to Vrindavan.
Musíš sa vrátiť do Vrindavanu.
There where you will cry for pure love.
A tam budeš plakať za čistou láskou.
Just like I went to Vrindavan, Uddhava said.
Ako Uddhava hovorí, ja som išiel tiež do Vrindavanu.
And there I could see that was the only place to get the love of the residents there.
A to bolo jediné miesto, kde som mohol získať lásku tých tamojších obyvateľov.
Yes, Narada said, your advice is very good.
Narada hovorí, áno, tvoja rada je veľmi dobrá.
Leave Dwarka in the spiritual world.
Odíď z Dvaraky v duchovnom svete.
Go back through the coverings and back to the material world.
Prejdi cez všetky tie vrstvy naspäť do hmotného sveta.
Go back to Vrindavan.
Poď späť do Vrindavanu.
He said, normally you have to ask permission from Dwarkanath to do this.
A hovorí, za bežných okolností sa musíš od Dwarkanathu si vypýtať povolenie, aby si takéto niečo mohol spraviť.
To leave Dwarka.
Aby si odišiel z Dvaraky.
But you don't need permission to go to Gokula.
Ale nepotrebuješ povolenie na to, aby si šiel do Gokuly.
So? I went back to Vrindavan in the material world.
A tak som sa vrátil do Vrindavanu v tomto svete.
Uddhava told me that Krishna himself will take me there.
Uddhava mi povedal, že samotný Krishna ma tam vezme.
So I just closed my eyes.
A tak som zatvoril oči.
And when I opened them, I was in Gokula.
Tak som už bol v Gokule.
There again, I engaged in Sankirtan.
A tam som sa znova zapojil do Sankirtanu.
Sometimes I felt great ecstasy.
Niekedy som cítil veľkú extázu.
Sometimes great separation.
Niekedy veľké odlúčenie.
One time when I was crying, I became unconscious.
A raz keď som plakal, tak som upadol do bezvedomia.
And as I woke up,
ako som sa zobudil,
I saw that Krishna was wiping the dust from my face.
Som videl, ako mi Krishna z tváre utiera prach.
So I tried to grab his dhoti.
Tak som sa snažil schmatnúť jeho dhoti.
But playing his flute, he ran away from me.
Ale ako hral na svoju flautu, tak utiekol.
And he ran toward the Jamuna.
A utiekol smerom k Jamune.
I fainted into the Jamuna.
A ja som upadol do bezvedomia tam v Jamune.
And then a Vaikuntha vehicle came.
A vtedy prišlo vajkovské lietadlo.
Took me past all of the planets in the material world again.
A zobralo ma zase cez všetky tie planety hmotného sveta.
Through all the coverings.
Cez všetky tieto vrstvy.
Past Vaikuntha.
Až za Vaikuntu.
Past Ayodhya.
Až za Ayodhyu.
And past Dvaraka.
Až za Dvaraku.
And I arrived in Nandagram in the spiritual world.
A dorazil som do Nandagramu v duchovnom svete.
I thought, how strange.
Som si povedal, aké je to čudné.
It looks like Gokula in the material world.
Vyzerá to ako Gokula v mokom svete.
Some people are talking about Kamsa.
A niekto tu rozpráva o Kamsovi.
I tried to talk to the people there to ask where I was.
A snažil som sa tam rozprávať s tými ľuďmi, aby som zistil, kde som.
But nobody would speak to me.
Ale nikto sa so mnou nerozprával.
I heard some people singing.
Počul som, ako niekto tam spieva.
And other people crying.
A ďalší plakali.
One woman said, Krishna's in the forest.
A jedna žena povedala, Krishna je v lese.
He will come back after herding the cows.
On sa vráti, keď dopasie kravy.
And everyone was simply walking around stunned.
Všetci tam kráčali úplne ochromení.
Then we heard a flute.
Potom sme počuli flautu.
And everyone in the village experienced ecstasy.
A všetci v tej dedine zažili extázu.
And I saw Krishna coming with Balaram and the cowherd boys.
A ja som videl Krishnu, ako prichádza s Balarámom a pastierikmi.
And as he came up to me, he ran up to me.
A utekal ku mne.
And I seized him and embraced him.
A ja som ho objal.
Then Krishna fell to the ground.
A vtedy Krishna spadol na zem.
Crying and crying.
Plakala.
And he fell unconscious.
A upadol do bezvedomia.
Oh, and the gopis got so upset.
A gopi boli rozrušené.
Who are you?
Kto si?
That you've made our Lord fall unconscious.
Že si spôsobil, že náš pán upadol do bezvedomia.
You must be some wizard sent by Kamsa.
Musíš byť určite nejaký čarodejník, ktorého poslal Kamsa.
I took Krishna's feet and put them on my head.
A tak som si vzal Krishnove nohy a priložil som si ich na hlavu.
And everyone was crying.
A všetci plakali.
Then Balaram came.
Vtedy prišiel Balaram.
And he made me hold Krishna's head.
A nechal ma, aby som držal Krishnovu hlavu.
And lifted from the ground.
A zdvihol ho tak zo zeme.
Then Krishna opened his eyes.
A Krishna vtedy otvoril svoje oči.
And again embraced me and kissed me.
A znovu ma objal a pobostal.
He held my hand and entered the village.
A držal ma za ruku a tak sme vstúpili do dediny.
There he took me to his home.
A tam ma zobral domov.
And Yasoda showered me with love.
A Yasoda ma zahrnula láskou.
And said, your name is not Gopakumar anymore.
A hovorí, tvoje meno už nie je Gopakumar.
Your eternal name is Sarupa.
Sarupa?
Sarupa.
A tvoje večné meno je Sarupa.
I saw the gopis come and bathe Balaram.
A ja som videl, ako prišli gopie a umývali Balarámu.
And then they bathed Krishna.
A potom umývali Krishnu.
Krishna threw me his flute.
A Krishna mi hodil svoju flautu.
So the gopis wouldn't steal it while they were bathing him.
Aby ju gopie neukradli, kým ho kúpe.
And as the gopis were bathing him, sometimes Krishna would say, ow, don't do that.
A ako ho gopie kúpali, tak niekedy Krishna povedal, a nerob to.
And Mother Yasoda would come in and said, are you hurting my boy?
A matka Yashoda prišla a hovorí, ubližujete môjmu chlapcovi?
And Krishna would just smile.
A Krishna sa len usmial.
And then the gopis would paint pictures on Krishna's body.
A potom gopie začali malovať obrázky na Krishnove telo.
And Krishna would say, "No, that's not right."
A Krishna povedal, "Nie, to nie je toto v poriadku."
Do it over again.
Spravte to znova.
And he would say that over and over.
A stále to hovoril znova a znova.
And then Yasoda came in and said, "What's taking so long?"
A potom prišla Yashoda a hovorí, "Prečo vám to tak dlho trvá?"
So finally they finished the bathing.
Takže nakoniec ukončili to kúpanie.
Then Krishna and Balaram sat down next to Nanda Maharaj.
A vtedy sa Krishna s Balaramom posadili vedľa Nanda Maharaja.
Balaram on Nanda's right and Krishna on Nanda's left.
Balaram bol po Nandovej lavici a Krishna po jeho pravici.
And they gave me a seat at the table.
A priniesli mi sedadlo tam k stolu.
And Radharani herself was serving the food.
A Radharani samotná slúžila jedlo.
Then Krishna ate one of the laddus that Radharani had made.
A Krishna zjedol jedno z tých ladu, ktoré Radharani spravila.
And he made a funny face.
A tak sa zaškobil.
Like he didn't like the ladu.
Ako keby mu to ladu nechutilo.
And then he gave it to me.
A potom mi ho dal.
And Mother Yasoda looked at Radharani.
Matka Yasoda sa pozerala na Radharani.
What's wrong with that ladu that you made?
Čo sa ti nepáči na tom ladu, čo pripravila?
But Krishna looked at Radharani out of the corners of his eye.
Ale Krishna pozeral na Radharani tak s kútikom svojho oka.
To tell her what she was doing.
Aby jej povedal, čo robila.
Because I'm actually part of Radharani's family.
Pretože som v skutočnosti súčasť Radharaninej rodiny.
So Krishna wanted to give me this ladu from Radharani.
Preto mi Krishna chcel dať toto ladu od Radharani.
And when I started eating this ladu,
keď som začal jesť toto ladu,
I thought it was wonderful.
Tak som si pomyslel, je úplne úžasné.
I thought, why did Krishna make that funny face?
Hovorím, prečo sa Krishna tak spravil takú grimasu?
Then Krishna gave the tambula he chewed to me after the meal.
Potom mi Krishna dal tú tambulu, ktorú po jedle rozkusal.
And then I went with Krishna to his bedroom.
A potom som išiel s Krishnom do jeho spálne.
There Radharani was putting tambula in his mouth.
A tam Radharani dávala do úst tambul.
And Chandravali and Lalita were massaging his feet.
A Chandravali s Lalitou masírovali nohy.
But then Shridham came and took me away.
Ale potom prišiel Shridham a vzal ma preč.
I didn't sleep all night.
A celú noc som nemohol spať.
But I didn't see what pastimes Krishna did in the night.
Ale neviem, aké zábavy Krishna robil v noci.
Then the morning I came back to wake up Krishna.
Potom som sa vrátil ráno, aby som Krishnu zobudil.
And I saw on Krishna's body signs that he had been with the gopis at night.
A na Krishnovom tele som videl znaky toho, že bol v noci s gopiami.
But Mother Yasoda thought he was dirty because the gopis didn't give him a proper bath the night before.
Ale matka Yasoda si myslela, že je špinavý preto, lebo ten predchádzajúci večer ho gopie riadne neumili.
Then Krishna got up and went with his cows.
A tak Krishna vstal a išiel so svojimi krávami.
Playing his flute and his buffalo horn.
A hral sa s flautou a so svojím bubolým rohom.
It looked like he was perspiring in the sun.
Zdalo sa, ako keby sa na slnku potil.
But actually he was perspiring because he wanted to see the gopis.
Ale v skutočnosti sa potil preto, pretože chcel vidieť gopie.
Everyone tried to follow him.
A každý sa ho snažil nasledovať.
Mother Yasoda gave him something to eat.
Matka Yasoda mu dala niečo na jedenie.
And he said, "Mother, go back home now."
A hovorí, matka, choď už domov.
So she started going home.
Tak išla domov.
Then she came back again.
Potom sa zase vrátila.
And she said, "Please wear this Nisinga amulet on your wrist."
A hovorí, prosím, okolo svojej ruky nos tento Narsimha amulet.
It will protect you from the demons in the forest.
On ťa ochrání od démonov v lese.
And he said, "Now go home."
Hovorí, teraz choď už domov.
So she left and then she came back again.
Potom odišla a znova sa vrátila.
Balaram, please take care of Krishna.
Balaram, prosím, dávaj na Krishnu pozor.
And again and again and again.
Znovu a znovu a znovu.
Finally, Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda went back.
A nakoniec Nanda Maharaj a Yasoda išli späť.
And the young gopis and Krishna felt such pain in separation as he went to the forest.
A mladé gopie cítili také odlúčenie, keď videli, ako ide do lesa.
But Krishna enjoys the forest more than the town of Vrindavan.
Ale Krishna si ten les užíva viac ako mesto Vrindavan.
And there in the forest, I saw that Krishna's associates were expansions of the residents of Vaikuntha.
A tam v tom lese som videl, že Krishnovi spoločníci sú expanzie tých obyvateľov Vaikunty.
I saw that Shridham expands as Garuda.
A videl som, že Shridham sa expanduje ako Garuda.
And that when Krishna's associates appear in Vrindavan, the Vaikuntha associates appear in within them.
A keď sa Krishna zjavuje vo Vrindavane, vaikunskí spoločníci sa zjavujú v nich.
And each cowherd boy thinks, I am Krishna's favorite.
A každý z tých pastierikov si myslí, ja som ten Krishnov obľúbený.
And each cowherd boy is Krishna's favorite.
A každý z tých pastierikov je Krishnov obľúbený.
But the gopis, they think differently.
Ale gopie, oni rozmýšľajú inak.
They think I am the lowest.
Myslia si, ja som tá najnižšia.
When will I ever be even the smallest maidservant of Krishna?
Kedy už konečne budem aspoň tou najmenšou služobničkou Krishna?
I saw Krishna dancing on Kaliya with the gopis.
Videl som, ako Krishna tancuje na Kaliyuge s gopiami.
And how Krishna made a rope from the cloth of the of Kaliya's wives.
A ako spravil lano z oblečenia Kaliyových manželiek.
And he put the rope through Kaliya's nose.
A toto lano pretiahol cez Kaliyov nos.
And then he rode Kaliya through the jungle.
A potom jazdil na Kaliyovi v jamune.
I saw how Krishna conquered Aristasura.
A videl som, ako Krishna zabil Aristasuru.
And then gave him to Lord Shiva as his bull.
A potom ho dal Shivovi ako jeho bika.
I saw how Krishna rode Keshi.
A videl som, ako Krishna jazdí na Keshi.
As a giant horse throughout Vrindavan.
Na obrovskom koňovi, ako tam jazdí cez Vrindavan.
And I saw how Akurite came to take Krishna away.
A videl som, ako prišiel Akrura, aby Krishnu vzal preč.
And he went to Mathura to kill Kamsa.
A išiel do Mathury, aby zabil Kamsu.
And then he came back to Vrindavan.
A potom sa vrátil do Vrindavan.
And we forgot that he'd ever left.
A my sme zabudli, že on vôbec prišiel.
And he did this over and over and over again.
A toto robil stále znovu a znovu a znovu.
Then one day Radharani called me.
A raz ma zavolala Radharani.
She says, I want you to go back to the material world.
Chcem, aby sa vrátil do hmotného sveta.
There's a Brahmin in Mathura.
Je tam Brahmana v Mathure.
Who's my devotee.
Ktorý je mojim otarým.
And he needs a guru.
Potrebuje gurua.
You please go there and become his guru.
Prosím, chod tam a stan sa jeho guru.
And bring him to me.
A priveď ho ku mne.
So sometimes I live in the spiritual world.
Takže raz som žil, niekedy žijem v duchovnom svete.
And sometimes I come to Vrindavan in the material world.
A niekedy prichádzam do Vrindavanu v hmotnom svete.
But to me they are the same.
Ale čo sa týka mňa, ako nie je medzi nimi.
I only notice the difference when I am coming and going.
Ja si ten rozdiel všim iba vtedy, keď tam idem alebo odchádzam.
And now, my dear Brahmana, that is my story.
A môj drahý Brahmana, toto je môj príbeh.
But I... And Gopakumar saw that the Brahmana still didn't have prema.
A ten Gopakumar videl, že Brahmana stále ale ešte nemá tú prému.
So Gopakumar, who's now in his form as Sarupa,
a Gopakumar, ktorý je teraz svoje podobie ako Sarupa,
touches his head to the Brahmana.
Touches his head?
Touches his hand, I'm sorry. Head. Touches his hand to the Brahmana's head.
Takže dotkne sa svojou rukou Brahmanovej hlavy.
At which time the Brahmana's prema awakens.
A vtedy sa prebudí Brahmanova prema.
Then Sarupa and the Brahmana hear cows running.
A vtedy Sarupa a ten Brahmana počujú, ako tam bežia kravy.
And they hear a flute.
A počujú flautu.
Then they see Krishna.
A vtedy vidia Krishnu.
Who comes and embraces both of them.
Ktorý príde a oboch ich objíma.
And who says to the Mathura Brahman.
A ktorý povie tomu maturskému Brahmanovi.
Your name is Janasarma.
Ty sa voláš Janasarma.
And the mature Brahman turns into his original eternal cowherd boy form.
A ten maturský Brahmana sa premení na svoju pôvodnú podobu pastierika.
Krishna then decorates Janasarma with his own ornaments.
A Krishna vtedy ozdobí Janasarmu so svojimi vlastnými ozdobami.
And his own garments.
A svojimi vlastným oblečením.
Then Krishna brought the cows to the river Jamuna.
A vtedy Krishna privedie kravy k rieke Jamune.
And played in the water with his friends.
Spolu s priateľmi sa hrá v vode.
And Janasarma and Sarupa joined them.
A Janasarma a Sarupa sa k ním pridajú.
Then he sat with all the boys for lunch.
A vtedy sa sadil so všetkými tými chlapcami k obedu.
And Krishna ate from each plate.
A Krishna jedol z každého taniera.
And fed the boys from each other's plate.
A nakrmil chlapcov z rôznych tanierov.
And the boys fed Krishna.
A chlapci krmia Krishnu.
Then Krishna rested Vishvidama's arms as his pillow.
A potom Krishna oddychuje s Shridharovými pažami ako vankušom.
And Krishna made faces and joked.
Krishna robí grimasy a žartuje.
Then all the cowherd boys went back to the village of Vrindavan.
Tedy všetci pastieri sa vrátili späť do dediny Vrindavana.
And Krishna said, Janasarma, you please stay under the care of Sarup.
A vtedy Krishna hovorí, Janasarma, prosím zostať v opatere Sarupu.
And that ends the story that Maharaj Pariksit told to his mother Uttara.
A to takto končí príbeh, ktorý Maharaj Pariksit povedal svojej matke Uttare.
Of all the different realms of perfection.
O všetkých tých rôznych sférach dokonalosti.
And all the different destinations.
A o všetkých tých rôznych destináciách.
And this ends part 2 of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Takto končí druhá časť Brihad Bhagavatamrity.
Written by Sanatana Goswami.
Ktorú napísal Sanatana Goswami.
Does anybody have any questions? Yes?
Okay. So I have a few questions actually. Like first is it was said that there in spiritual world there are all these pastimes like killing Aristasura.
Or it doesn't killing Aristasura. He tames him.
He tames him. Okay, so who are the demons? Are like some servants, or can demons be in the spiritual world? Bol tam príbeh o tom, ako už v tom duchovnom svete Krišna skrotí Kaliu alebo Aristasuru, Kešiho. Takže kto sú títo démoni, keďže sú teda v duchovnom svete? Či sú to ako Krišnovi služobníci alebo...
So Sanatana Goswami is explaining that there's some spiritual version, there's some version of each of these leelas where the demons are not killed. There's no killing in the spiritual world.
Takže Sanatana Goswami vysvetľuje, že existuje taká verzia týchto duchovných liel a v duchovnom svete ich Krišna nezabíja tých démonov.
And of course they're not actually demons.
A v skutočnosti nie sú to démoni.
So it's a spiritual form of that leela.
Takže je to duchovná podoba tej lily. So they are forever there as Kali and...
That's the form that they take for that. It's not necessarily the same jiva. It's a pastime that Krishna has with some of his devotees.
Sú to zábavy, ktoré Krishna má niektorý... So some devotee turns into this demon?
Sanatana Goswami doesn't explain that.
Okay, takže Sanatana Goswami to nevysvetľuje, že kto vlastne ako sú tí démoni, že či to proste ako oddaní sa na nich.
He simply says that there's some eternal form of these pastimes in the spiritual world.
Hovorí, že sú večné podoby týchto zábav v duchovnom svete.
Where they're not actually demons and there's no killing.
A kde sú to není skutočne démoni a neprechádza tam žiadnemu zabíjaniu.
Anybody else?
Ešte niekto?
Okay, you have one more?
Yes. So, Narada Muni, he's never in Vraja. He only comes, like, to Dvaraka.
No, Narada Muni, he's always said that in Slova.
Takže Narada Muni nikdy neprichádza ako do Vrindavana?
No, he's also there.
On je aj vo Vrindavane.
You know, he comes there to remind Krishna that he has to go to Mathura.
On príde Krishnovi povedať, že sa musí vrátiť do Mathury.
There's also some stories about how Narada takes the form of a gopi.
A tie sú príbehy o tom, ako Narada sa premení na gopiu.
But he's like Uddhava, he's more a visitor.
Ale ako Uddhava, on je skôr taký návštevník.
Anything else?
Ešte niečo? Is it correct understanding that Radharani sent Srila Prabhupada to deliver us?
You know, Prabhupada never said that.
A Prabhupada to nikdy nepovedal.
So, I don't want to guess.
A nechcem nejak hádať.
Prabhupada once talked about how he was arguing with Krishna.
Prabhupada raz rozprával o tom, ako sa hádal s Krishnou.
He was talking intimately to one of his servants.
Tedy ako dôverne sa rozprával s jedným zo svojich služobníkov.
And he said, Krishna told me to go to the material world and preach.
Povedal Krišna mi povedal, aby som išiel do hmotného sveta a kázal tam.
And I said, oh, I don't want to go. It's so austere there.
A ja som mu povedal, ja tam nechcem ísť, je to tam také asketické.
And Krishna said, don't worry, I'll take care of you.
A Krišna povedal, neboj sa, ja sa o teba postaral.
Anything else? Thank you, Srila Prabhupada.
Question.